Chapter 15. Monks Returns. One day, the mysterious man called Monks went to see Mr. Bumble. Mr. Bumble was now the director of the workhouse where Oliver was born.
"I need information from you," said Monks.
As he spoke, he put some gold coins into Mr. Bumble's hand.
"I need information about a workhouse boy who was born here 12 years ago. He worked for an undertaker and then ran away to London."
"You mean Oliver Twist," cried Mr. Bumble. "I remember him. Of course, he was..."
"I don't want to know about him," interrupted Monks. "I want to know about old Sally. She was the woman who was with Oliver's mother when Oliver was born."
"Mrs. Corney was with old Sally when she died, so she may have information," said Mr. Bumble.
The next evening, Mr. Bumble, Mrs. Corney and Monks met in a house by the river. When they arrived, Monks asked Mrs. Corney,
"Did old Sally tell you something when she died?"
"Yes, about Oliver's mother," replied Mrs. Corney. "But what will you give me for this information?"
£25, answered Monks. "That's a lot of money for a 12-year-old secret."
He gave the money to Mrs. Corney. She told Monks that old Sally stole the gold locket from Oliver's dying mother.
"Do you have it now?"
asked Monks. Mrs. Corney opened her bag, took the locket out and put it on the table. In the locket was some hair and a gold wedding ring with the name Agnes on the inside.
"Why do you want the locket?"
asked Mr. Bumble. Monks moved the table and opened a door in the floor. Below them they saw the river. Monks tied the locket to a rock and dropped it into the river.
"We have nothing more to say now," said Monks.